And Chairperson, you told Ghanaians that within 24 hours after the elections are held on December 7th, the Electoral Commission has put in measures to declare the results. Some people are saying this is obviously overly ambitious. Some people are doubtful. Tell us, why do you think this is possible? And what specific mechanisms have you implemented to ensure your high expectations? Because this is not the first time Ghana has organized elections, and sometimes it takes a few more days to declare the result. What is going to be different?
I can understand the apprehension, because I'm sure people are wondering what methods. And the methods have not changed. We're using the good old fax and complementing it with emails, of course, built encrypted emails and secure lines and so on. What has changed is the efficiency that we've built into the process and the training we've afforded all our staff, right from the polling station to the region. And therefore, we all have that desire. We have a plan ahead of us. We have a strategy. And we all have to, you know, move the part of the wheel to ensure that this happens. So it's really just the efficiency that we've built into the processes. What we are saying is that, you know, one should be able to have the results some 6-7 hours after the election. And if you have it, why keep it?
Madam Chairperson, there have been instances of rejected ballots over the years. This time around, what measures have you put in place to make sure that this situation is drastically reduced?
You know, as a commission, we spent some time reflecting on this, and we realized that the biggest challenge and what causes rejected ballots is that the design of the ballots do not provide sufficient space, enough space for people to thumbprint without it going into the next box. And to think that, you know, just with, you know, a slight, you know, thumbprinting into the next box, you find a lot of rejected ballots. And we felt that, well, let's look at the design of the ballots. And we, as a commission, we looked at this and we redesigned it, creating wide spaces, thick black spaces between each of the candidates on the ballot, making it impossible for, you know, anybody to thumbprint and for that print to go into the next box. And I think this has been the innovation. I think this is innovative. We believe that even where you thumbprint and it goes, you know, because of that black lines in between the candidates, it's very unlikely that it will go into the next box. So we believe that this will go a long way to reducing rejected ballots. And so we do not envisage that we'll be seeing, you know, rejected ballots.
Some political parties have expressed concern about some processes that you've put in place, but how do you allay their fear?
We operate within the confines of the Constitution and our various CIs that govern our operations. And therefore, for this election, we are operating under the CI, the Constitutional Instrument 127. What we've done is to try to engage our political parties at the level of the Inter-Party Advisory Committee. And there we try to build consensus on some of the issues and, you know, respond to the concerns of parties. So I think we've tried to do that over the year and in previous years as well. I must say that it has not always been easy to build consensus on all the issues, but in most of the time, we have the majority of political parties supporting the decisions of the commission. Interestingly, in the last two IPAC meetings, we've had the two major parties, you know, building consensus on some of the issues, sometimes even against the commission.
What is your message to the people of Ghana?
Well, I like to assure them that on the part of the Electoral Commission, you know, our processes will be transparent, fair, and credible. We've built these mechanisms and these processes into our operations. We would, you know, our teams are out there to work to ensure that it is the will of the people that stands at the end of the day. They've been provided with adequate training. On our part as commissioners as well, we are assuring the citizenry that we would declare the results based on the will of the people. Our transparency and the transparent processes that we have, you know, we provide comfort to the citizenry at all levels that, you know, how the elections would go. But I like to assure them that we would provide and we would declare results that are based on the will of the people.